We have two more things left to discuss about the minug, the minhagim relating to a talis. Now, the first thing we want to discuss is the atara. I assume everyone here has you have some form of atara, whether it's a little piece of cloth, which shows that this is the top of the talis. Almost every talis today, I mean, it's almost impossible to buy a talis today without at least a little piece of cloth on top, with some type of little design that indicates this the top, not Chabad. I'll get to that in a second. Chabad have nothing. They are the exception. But then there are those that have more elaborate ataras. Whether you have some a fancy cloth design, or you have silver, and then silver, there are many, many different types of silver, number of how many rows.
Big thing in Israel.
All different types of silver, especially very is common by the Hasidim. And then there is an atara that is braided atar, right? And then there's an atar that, if any of you have seen this, I've seen this, that's on the middle of the talus.
The
atar on the center of the talus. So what is all of that about? Okay, so first of all, the reason why we have an atar, almost every single talus that we have today, except for Chabad, has an atar, is to indicate which is the front of the talus and which is the bottom of the talus. Why? Because the front of the talus has two tzitzis, and the back of the talus has two tzitzis. They serve a different function. The tzitzis in the front of the talus are a reminder to you. The tzitzis in the back of your talus is a reminder for your neighbor. And there are midrashim which elaborate upon this idea. When B'nai Yisrael, they left the Kriyas Yam Suf, the Yam split. So the Medrash says, why did the Yam split in the schus of the two tzitzis in the front of the talus? Hashem holech lefneim, in the merit of those two tzitzis, the Yams, when they crossed the Yam, and the Egyptians were now in the center, were in the middle of the Yam, so in Shemayim they decide they're going to cause the Yam to return and drown the Egyptians in the merit of the tzitzis that are on the back of your talus. And what is that? But one thing we do see from this medrash, you can't bring a raya halacha. We always mention halacha. You don't bring a raya halacha. There's no halacha from midrash. Minhagim maybe, yeah, but not halacha. But this medrash is a fascinating concept that it's not the same. The tzitzis in the front have a different kedusha than the tzitzis in the back. And the way the darshanim explained simply, I'm sure the ayin parim l'torah in the front is a reminder for you. You see them when you walk. You see the ones in front, even though you group them together. And what hangs out in the back is your neighbor when he walks. Oh, he should see the tzitzis. Should be reminder. Different kedusha. So if you don't have an atara on your talis, you don't know what's the front, what's the back. Every day you'll mix it up. And we know when it came to the Mishkan, they wrote letters on the krashim. The keresh shezocha lihiyos be tzafon lihiyah be tzafon. You don't want to deny. You have to be sensitive to an object of mitzvah. You don't want to deny the tzitzis that were once in the front should go to the back, and that's what we have in atara. Once we have an atara, it became a minhag to have a beautiful atara. A beautiful atara, silver, because again, a talis, this is a central theme to talis. For some reason, all the tayag mitzvahs, the inyan of hiddur mitzvah, we talk about a menorah, a right? Chanukah menorah, you have a beautiful menorah of hadar, Esrog, but that's once a year. That's talis is an everyday mitzvah, which is the target for the fulfillment of zekeli yanveil. So it became the meaning of a beautiful atar, to have a silver atar made of cloth. Once it became an atar, then it got even more out of hand with there are different types of ataras. There's an atara. I don't know these nuschos. The chassidim, you have to ask the chassidim more into the ataras. Different types. Some are chains. And there are some are...
Block.
Oh, what are the expressions? They're two...
Twisted.
The braided one.
The braided one?
That's the silver thread.
The thread. And then there's another atar called...
Regular.
No, this is the expression. There are two Yiddish expressions, but different types of ataras.
There's another name, it's Spanier Arbit. That's the braided one.
The braided ones? Okay, so why? Then it got even a little more out of hand, where there are different numbers of braids 13 braids, 26 braids. 26 is Kineged Yudke Vavke. Shem Hashem Oite or Kesalma Kadosh Baruch Hu. He dressed himself in the palace. We wear towels Oite Kesalma. So you want to be reminded of Kadosh Baruch Hu. This already is a little bit controversial. Yeti going into Numbers 26 Kabbalah. Not everyone is so excited about these things. Another reason why it was a minig. Levush quotes this minig and he comes to reject it. The reason why people had an atara. Besides the reminder that we just spoke about the front and the back, is that to remind people, it's a reminder to people, it's an outgrowth of a laxity in the midst of talis. The ikar reason why we wear not talis is that we should also cover our head. That's not so simple, which I'll get to in a moment. It used to be among certain people. It's not so simple that you should. Some people have the custom that the talus should cover your head. The talus primarily covers your body. It's a garment. The size of the talus depends upon a person's body. The reason why it has to be an am by an amba is that it should be large enough to cover your body. But what about the head? So from the various midrashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was this atev kishleach tzibur, itov yishme'elim, everyone, when they put the talus on, when you make the bracha, everyone agrees. Les man de polig, you're supposed to, les atef means itof yishmeim, to wrap the talus around your head and swing. And then after you wrap it around the head, then you put the talus on your body. When you're davening, must the talus cover your head? Some say yes, some say bedafka not, so on and so forth. But being that there is an inyan of itof, as the Gemara says, itof yishmeilim, wrapping it around the head, at least in the moment of bracha, as a reminder, there's an atar upon the upper surface of the talis, because that's the part that goes around your head. This minig is quoted by the list, explanation is quoted by the Levush. The Levush rejects this. He says this is a terrible thing, because people have gone way too far with this, and they've come to make the mistake and think that the only purpose of the talis is for the head. And they know they have like a scarf. And we've all seen that. There's some that have talesos, which are just wrapped around the shoulder. It's just for the head. You do itof over your head, you wrap it around your shoulder, around your head, and it's not for the body. So the hiddur of putting an atara only on the top to remind people, because the talus has to go over your head, got taken too far, and they cut off the rest of the talus. They just left the part of the talus that goes around your head. And therefore this is a talus. And you should take away the atara. Don't make anything special about the atara, so people should know that adaraba, the ikar of the talus is the body. It's also a good thing to wrap your head around with the talus. Some do, some don't. The yekas bedafka don't. They don't. The only one that does by the yekas is the rav. The rav. If a person comes to shul and puts a talus over his head, it's the mamish murin b'malchus. Yehorig val yavim. The only one that puts the talus over the head is the rav. Everyone else wears a hat. I remember once, I didn't know this, there was a yekka davening, shul rai davening, and it always disturbed me. Take off your hat. What are you wearing? He's wearing his talus. What are you wearing your hat? There's not enough hooks for your hat. I didn't have the chutzpah to say anything to him. Like I was like, and then says, don't you know he's a yekka? The yekkas, they wear the hat with the talus. Don't you know? I said, no, I didn't know this. Only the rav takes off.
Rabbi Greenberg used to say that there's a machlokes if a beggar has a roish or not.
Oh.
And he said that the Ari is of the opinion that it doesn't have
right.
a roish. And yet, all the Hasidim...
They wear an atara, they wear the atara. Another reason why some reject the inyan of the atara is they disagree with this idea that we've mentioned before, that there's a front and a back. There's chashivas in the tzitz that go in the front should always go in the front, and the tzitz that go in the back should go in the back. There are those that thoroughly disagree with this idea. A beged is one garment. It doesn't make a difference. There's no such concept of the krushim, the kerish, that's bitsofa, and goes out. We said before when you went out, we spoke about this. Yeah, so they disagree with this guy. The krushim, you're a separate krushim. There's 20 here, 20 here, 10 in the back. A talis is one garment. They bring a rye from Yaakov, and he took 12 stones, and the 12, they were all fighting. They were all fighting. Allah yoniach tzadik roishai. So what did Hashem do? He merged all the stones together. So a beged is one beged. They're all merged. It's one garment, one piece of cloth. It doesn't make a difference from the back. If you're putting in that Torah, adrabah, you're creating things which don't exist. One, now you mentioned before that by the Chassam Chassidim, if you ever see, I saw this once, they have a beautiful Atara in the center of the garment. In addition to the Atara on the top, they have an Atara in the center. So that comes from the Levush. I think what could be the easiest is that if you want to have an Atara, don't have the Atara only on the top of the garment, because it misleads you to think that that's the Yikr. You should have a beautification of the talis on the center of the talis where it rests upon your body. So by the Rebbes, they have the Atara in addition to the top, they have the Atara in the center to show the talis, the Iker, purpose of the talis is for the body, not just for the head itself. Okay, walking
up. Have in the center just a plain Atara.
Oh, so right. There are upgrades. You go by a towel, so you can get a piece of cloth on the side and the center.
It's also an Indian of Hiddur.
What's the purpose? What's the purpose of having had the cloth in the center?
He goes, it says
so it shouldn't wear out, because that's the tension point. But that, it seems like that from what we're learning over here, that's something to do with the tension point. It's a zecha for the Atara, which just like you beautify the top, you beautify the center to show that the Atara, the towel's not just center, it's also for the talis itself, for the center part of the talis. Now you mentioned Chabad, they have nothing, not even the thing on top. You buy a standard talis with any shul, go to any store, you buy a talis that has the thing on top. Chabad, they don't even have the thing on top, but they do have the lining. There's another thing, you have the lining on the inside. So if there is an inion that if you do hold of this concept that the tzitz in the front should remain in the front and the tzitz in the back should remain in the back, so the mekayim that with the lining, the inner lining, because that's for sweat and to give it strength, doesn't appear there's any inion of having any lining up here. Allah, that's a prayer. From that you have a seven. What goes in the front? What goes in the back? So why don't the Chabad? How come they don't have an atara? So it's minigav asein to be adenu, because the Balatanya was once imprisoned. The Balatanya was once taken by the government into jail, and they needed to ransom him. And what did they do to ransom him? They all give a clap. Everyone should take off the atara. We're going to sell the silver, and we'll have money to ransom the Balatanya. So my shayik ha'chaya, ever since then, it became the minigav zecher for what happened in Maisa. No ataras. No ataras. Unbelievable story. What?
It's not
the
Arizal.
The Arizal is one bagel, but the Hasidim Rubidu, but they do have talisos. Okay, we'll get this one other minuk. What? They don't put a cloth there. They don't do anything. Okay, now, I'm really out of time. Okay, there is one other major minuk. And that is the folding of the talis. That's done with Soy Shabbos. Now I'm going to say that for next week. I want to just talk about one other quick thing. We'll stop because we'll take a little break. We'll do kinnis. I don't want to run out of time.
Could you talk about the examination of the tzitzis also?
That's halacha. We're only doing minog. We're only doing minog. You know halacha. Maybe we'll talk. We'll see. But one other thing is this really goes to show. You talk about minhagim, different customs. When do you put on a talis? When do you put on a talis? So this really separates communities from one from another. The Yekas, they put on a talis at the bar mitzvah. And they don't, but they never put it over their head. Ashkenazim and Hasidim, they put on only when you get married. And that comes from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says Gedilim, it says the Gedilim Tasalacha, you should make this. And then it says Kisikach Ish Isha, the two parshios, the Levush B'Gzan, there are the two parshios are juxtaposed. Getting married to the prohibition of shatness, the gedilim tasalucha, the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is juxtaposed to the mitzvah of getting married. So it became the custom that you put on a talis gadol when you get married. The kala gives the chasan the talis. The talis represents oita or kesala, just like the kala walks around the chasan seven times in the lechuba. She is the shelter. She is the protection. She creates the environment for her chasan. The talis accomplished that same thing. The talis is the levush. It is the shelter. It is the environment for her husband. So when a person puts on a talis every day, he's really being reminded of his wife. People who wear rings. Ancient times they wore rings. I don't know what they're talking today. Doubling ceremonies. Shmamish kinei kol tarakula. But in any event, the talis is the ultimate reminder that a person has of his wife. Now, they're different costumes, so that also different. Yeah, what you say? Maril. So this is the different customs. However, not everyone, you should know, not everyone is so happy with this, because that was only true in ancient times when people got married when they were 13 years old. Today, when people don't get married until much later, until at least 18, 20, a little bit older, so there were many Gedolei Yisrael that were very upset with this minhag. That the minhag was a nice minhag when you would get married when you're 16 years old, when you're 15 years old, you're 17 years old, not later than 18. But today, among most of the Ashkenazim, it's unheard of to get married until you're at least in your early 20s. Okay? So there were many Gedolim that felt that it's not right that people should not be nizar in the midst of talis and tzitzis until they get into their 20s or whatever. And some people get married even later. So they were very upset with this minhag. But yet, minhag Yisrael Torah, it started out as no big deal, as a nice thing, because anyway, you're going to get married when you're 13 years old, so what's the big deal? So you put on your talis then. But this is another idea of how minhagim, how they evolved, and how, even though today things don't necessarily fit with the logic of the minhag, well, I mean, an 18-year-old boy should be wearing a talis. You should be a serious adult at that point in time. You should be wearing a talis, but you're not married. So you're not married, you're not going to kayim the mitzvah of talis. Well, everything involves all the proper brachal, the satif talis, and an example of how minhagim have evolved and how they have how today the reasons don't necessarily fit with the custom. Today does not fit with the original reason for the minhag, but yet minhag Yisrael Torah. Okay, we'll stop here, take a break.